America is at a crossroad. Never before have we stumbled so spectacularly on the world stage as we have in recent years. The pandemic has brought many of our biggest issues to light. Homelessness and the mental health crisis have reached epidemic levels. Freedom of speech is under threat. Politics has never been more toxic, and corporate greed has reached heartbreaking levels. The climate crisis has brought a dramatic increase in natural disasters. Meanwhile, we stand on the threshold of artificial intelligence, which could serve as the best tool to help us deal with many of these challenges if we can keep the power out of the hands of a few. How do we deal with these many issues? By speaking radically, honestly about these challenges and their solutions. By becoming more enlightened to the facts and raising human consciousness, we can use this unprecedented moment in human history to create the most extraordinary advancement in our collective experience. I'm host Shaman Isis. Welcome to Citizen Journalist.
Good morning, everybody. It's May 1st, and it is an extraordinary day here in New York. It is Mental Health Awareness Month, yay, which is actually something that is very important to me. So I have decided that the month of May, I'm going to be doing some content every single day that relates to mental health. It's kind of my thing. As somebody who's struggled with depression and anxiety and shame and secrets, I think mental health is probably more important than physical health, because when our mental health is in shape, our physical health tends to follow behind. Anyway, this morning I did a post that I wanted to talk a little bit more about because I think it's incredibly important and something that bears getting to trend, because I think it's a topic of great interest and a shift, a fundamental shift in the way that we see mental health that could really help a lot of people. Our society is extremely obsessed with the physical, with the external, and with things like physical fitness. And yet at the same time, we don't actually have that same focus, that same attention, that same obsession for mental health. And I really believe that when we get to a place where we see mental health as requiring the same level of workout, attention, and focus as we do physical health, then we're going to see the trend of mental health crisis start to actually go back in the other direction. We live in a world that I believe is so designed to keep us in our heads and keep us worrying about the past and the future and coming at life from fear-based thinking, that we have multiple generations of people who do not know how to maintain positive mental health. And there's nothing wrong with admitting that. I think that's another thing that would be great if we could change the perception of mental health as a topic, because I know from my own personal experience that when I named my book Unleash the Empress, at first I was going to call it Mental Health for Life Wealth. And I found out pretty quickly that a lot of people would become really uncomfortable the minute that they heard the phrase mental health, because we've been taught to associate mental health with having problems instead of associating mental health the same way that we do physical health. And you're going to hear me repeat that several times, because really important topics bear repeating. When we get to a place where our society embraces and holds up mental health as equally important in requiring exercise, maintenance, and attention as we do physical health, we will see a lot more people be able to create a life that they enjoy. You know, we teach so much about, you know, the right things to what you should be eating or not be eating, and how you should be working out and how many times a week you should be going to the gym. But we don't even come close to having that same conversation about the kind of maintenance and the kind of workouts and the kind of exercise that everyone's mental health requires, you know, for people to get to a place where they can create a life they love, where they're living in a place of bliss, which is not about happiness, because happiness is basically a reaction to external factors. Bliss is getting into a state of where your mind, body, and soul is in harmony. For us to be able to give that to everyone, we have to be able to give people the practices that create strong mental health. And that starts by teaching people that on a fundamental level, it is no different than our physical health. So that is my big message for this month's Mental Health Awareness Month. It really is so fundamentally important to me that I'm just going to keep repeating it for the next 30 days until I can get as many people as possible to start repeating this, because I want to get to a point where when I say the phrase mental health, 70% of the people in the room don't start to tighten up and cringe. A lot of people actually cringe because they immediately associate the topic of mental health with somebody who's about to launch into speaking about the problems that come in mental health. And that's certainly valid and very true. But it shows how we have been taught to associate good mental health with bad mental health. When we get to a place where I can bring up mental health and everyone goes, oh, great, the same way they do somebody who's about to give a helpful tip on physical health, then we will have gotten somewhere. And then we will start to see a lot more people who are more content in their life. I mean, I know I spent a really long time not in a place of contentment and not in a place of bliss because I was ashamed that my mental health was not in harmony and not in balance. And it wasn't until I stepped back from life, made a lot of huge changes, and started to give the same amount of time and attention and practices towards my mental health as I had started to do with my physical health, that I started to see a complete transformation in my life. I mean, I spent a really long time overweight and really unhappy because I thought there was something to be ashamed of in struggling with the things that come into our lives and happen. And that should be no different. That whole conversation should be no different and no more cringe inducing for people. Or it shouldn't even be cringe inducing, but you know, hey, we've got to have progress before we have perfection, right? But it should be no different reaction in a room than somebody saying, hey, I'm on a health journey and I've lost 50 pounds and something I personally experienced myself. It was getting my mind in shape that allowed me to get my body in shape. And now, of course, I'm in mind, body, and soul harmony because of the spiritual practices, mindfulness practices, mental health practices, whatever you want to label them, because they're all the same thing, that I was able to institute into my life. So I'm not going to keep this super long today because I think we live in a world where keeping the messages really simple is probably the most effective route to take. I would ask you guys, as part of Mental Health Awareness Month, and this is coming from somebody who has worked with a lot of people who've shared with me their honest struggles. I know from personal experience that when we teach the value of mental health as being equal to physical health, we teach people that it is okay to have battles with balancing our mental health the same way that we do when we have struggles with our physical health. And as a world of people who recently went through the coronavirus and the closures and watching a lot of people, you know, really struggle, I think that becomes all the more clear as to why it's so vitally important. You know, when more of us are in a really beautiful place, when more people are in consciousness, and this has been proven, they have tested this, when more people in this world are living in consciousness and living in a place of bliss and approaching life from a very healthy place, where they're practicing their mental health and physical health and emotional health and spiritual health, everybody benefits. Because we are all connected to each other. So through Mental Health Awareness Month, let's raise the level of consciousness on this planet so that everybody benefits. It's a really beautiful beautiful future that we have for ourselves. And to me, the faster that we can get to a place where we have more people in consciousness and more people in good mind, body, and soul harmony, the more beautiful and positive a world we create for each other. Let's start taking care of each other. Anyway, please help me share this message. Your physical health and your mental health require the same workouts. That's the message for today. I wish you an amazing Mental Health Awareness Month. This is Cynthia Elliott, also known as Shaman Isis, saying have an amazing Monday and May 1st. And I'll be back soon enough with another message about mental health. Bye.
America is at a crossroad. Never before have we stumbled so spectacularly on the world stage as we have in recent years. The pandemic has brought many of our biggest issues to light. Homelessness and the mental health crisis have reached epidemic levels. Freedom of speech is under threat. Politics has never been more toxic, and corporate greed has reached heartbreaking levels. The climate crisis has brought a dramatic increase in natural disasters. Meanwhile, we stand on the threshold of artificial intelligence, which could serve as the best tool to help us deal with many of these challenges if we can keep the power out of the hands of a few. How do we deal with these many issues? By speaking radically, honestly about these challenges and their solutions. By becoming more enlightened to the facts and raising human consciousness, we can use this unprecedented moment in human history to create the most extraordinary advancement in our collective experience. I'm host Shaman Isis. Welcome to Citizen Journalist.